big data has become this kind of ubiquitous technology buzzword. And I think at least for non-technical business professionals, there's a lot of confusion surrounding, one, what is big data? And then two, what are the fundamental challenges that companies are having with big data? So, Mac, if maybe we can start with you. I'd like to hear your take on that.
Sure, makes sense. So I think, to your point, a lot of people have said a lot of things about big data, and, there's questions, what does it really mean? How does it really impact business and, business decision makers? For us, big data is all about helping businesses become more productive. And, really, the insight is one that a number of people have had, but among others, Google's written some papers about it. And the insight is that simple models with more data are better than complex models with less data. And what we mean by better, what Google means by better, is better able to lead to insightful decisions that actually move the needle for your business. And so, it turns out again and again in different sectors, different industries, that this observation holds true. That, if you can get all the data and apply some simple models to it, you'll be in a better position than if you only have some of it and have to work harder at constructing these models. And these models could be for prediction. They could be for, analyzing performance in the past. There's a lot of different things that they could do. But fundamentally, it's that you're better off with more data and simple models given this choice. The challenge then for businesses is, how do I access an infrastructure, an IT infrastructure, that allows my business decision makers to take advantage of data? And the reason that's a challenge is that the amount of data in the world, the amount of data in any firm, is growing exponentially.
Sure.
Technology is a sector that's all about exponential curves. People talk about Moore's Law, right, as being an example of an exponential curve. But it's actually the case that the curve that has the steepest slope, so the dominant curve in technology for at least the past 5 years and at least the next five, is a curve that describes how much more data there is every year. And in a world where data is growing exponentially, growing faster than storage is getting cheaper, growing faster than compute is becoming more prevalent,
sure,
it's a bit of a challenge to unlock the productivity of leveraging simple models on lots of data. So I think that's both the promise and kind of the challenge of big data as we see it.